Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of OEM TV. I'm Eric Mills. I do Windows Server Marketing at Microsoft. And this is the next video in our technical series on Windows Server Storage. But before we get to the details, I want to remind you about Orca. That's the OEM Reseller Community Academy. If you sell Windows Server, Office, or Windows through the OEM channel, you're going to want to check out Orca because it's got question and answer, it's got content you can download, it's got videos you can watch, and it's an entire community built around OEM. So if you're into OEM, and I know you are because you're watching OEM TV, then check out Orca. It's at aka.ms/ORCA, aka.ms/ORCA. And now, more details about this video. I know you're going to like it because I know you like scale-out file servers. Who doesn't like scale-out file servers? What is a scale-out file server? It's a way for you to share a folder from multiple nodes in a cluster at the same time. So it's got continuous availability, and that's different from high availability. And if you're not sure the difference between continuous availability and high availability, you need to watch this video because Jim's going to take you through that. He's going to walk you through step-by-step how to actually set up the scale-out file server. And another cool thing that's in this video is he talks about how to customize the permissions on the cluster node so that they allow access to the scale-out file server. So if you've never done it before or you just want to see what it looks like from a pro, check out this video on scale-out file servers, and we'll see you next time on OEM TV.
In this demonstration, we're going to go all the way and set up a scale-out file server, cluster shared volume, and create a continuous availability share which can be used for Hyper-V or any type of a workload that can never go off of line. Now, FS1 is just a simple file server inside of a cluster. Yes, it's high availability, but it's not continuous availability. We're going to integrate another component. So what I could do is I could create disks the way I have right now, and it's just essentially any type of a SAS disk is going to be supported. Any type of a iSCSI or fiber channel disk will be supported for a continuous availability share. You don't have to have SAS. But if I want to create a pool, okay, you know the benefits of a pool. A storage pool is going to have the ability to add, remove disks, be dynamic, carve it up into different LUNs. We need to have disks that are set up and not formatted yet. So if I go into disk management, I've got disk 1, disk 4, and disk 5 here. These are 120, actually disk 4, 5, and 6. These are 127 gigabyte disks. These are SAS disks, so these will be eligible for the storage pool. So I'm going to right click and I'm going to go add storage pool. You'll see a lot of similarities. Not add storage pool, create storage pool. New storage pool. You'll see a lot of similarities in the way you create a storage pool in the cluster versus the way you just do a standalone storage pool inside a server manager. One of the common denominators is obviously, hey, you have to have storage which has not been partitioned yet. Okay, and I'm going to call this one HA-pool for high availability pool. And we'll click next. All right, so it shows my three disks. Okay, these are SAS disks, and they are seen by both of my nodes. That's why they are eligible. So we'll click next here, and we'll click create. So what I'm going to do is, once this pool is created, then I'll be able to go through and set up a share based on it. So I'm going to go through my virtual disk wizard now. I'm going to create my first virtual disk out of this pool. Now you'll see the similarities between Server Manager and the HA pool. Okay, there's my high availability pool. What virtual disk? I'm going to call this one VDisk 1. Virtual disk 1. Actually, let's call this VDisk VMs. So this will be for virtual machines. Okay. We'll just do a simple disk, although you can put in availability. If I put a mirror in here, it's going to take half of the space. If I put a parity in here, I have to have a minimum three disks, which I do. So I'll just go ahead and create this as a parity, just so you see how to do it. Okay, so for the gigabytes, I'm going to go ahead and set this up for 75 gigabytes. And we'll click create. Okay, now we'll go ahead and create a volume. This is what's going to make it available for use with applications. Okay, so FS cluster is my file server cluster. Basically the same as a server name as far as disks are concerned. My 76 gig disk. Click next. We'll assign drive letter F. I'll call it F drive. We'll click next. And then click create. Now, it's going to take a little bit longer to format it. The reason is when you create an HA pool, it has to do it at a fixed size. So notice it didn't ask me whether I want to do dynamic or fixed. It's just going to do it at fixed. So it's going to take a second to format it. It's done. Disk is available. So now I've got cluster pool 1. And if you look down here to virtual disks, you can see I've got one virtual disk called virtual disk 1, and the physical disk is the three disks that I've got assigned through the cluster. So that's how you create a storage pool in a cluster. The next thing we want to do here is we want to make this continuous availability. So in order to do that, we need to add this to cluster shared volumes. And I'll come down and click virtual disks, right click, add to cluster shared volumes. So you'll see this will go offline, and then now it shows up as a cluster shared volume. Now cluster shared volumes are, they have basically a reparse point and a DFS entry point at the root of the cluster disk on each one of the cluster nodes. So that means that as long as one cluster node is online, any shares and servers that I create using this cluster shared volume can be accessed through any cluster node. That's what makes it continuous availability. Okay, so I've created my storage pool. I've created my cluster shared volume. Now I am going to create a scale-out file server. So I'm going to go to roles. And I'm going to go configure role. I'm going to click next. And I'm going to go to file server. Scale out file server for application data. And the idea behind this is actually going to be for a SQL Server environment or for a Hyper-V environment. Okay, for this, I'm going to call it SOFS for scale out file server. Click next. Oh, I've already got one out there. SOS2. Click next. And click finish. Okay, so now the scale-out file server is created. It's going to take a minute to create the entry point. And the entry point is basically the Active Directory account that gets created for the computer, the share, the Kerberos record. It takes a little bit of time to generate all that. So we're just going to kind of chill out here for a second, and we'll come back to it in a minute. All right, so I've given it about 4 minutes. So I'm going to right-click on SOFS2. I'm going to add file share. Client access point has been created. Otherwise, I'd get a warning here that it's still creating a client access point. All right, this one's going to be an SMB share for application. That's what we use for continuous availability. We're going to put it on SOFS2. It's going to use the cluster shared storage. We'll click next. We're going to call this one VM share. So the path will be SOFS2 VM share. We'll click next, next. And here you want to customize the permissions, and you want to add in both of your cluster nodes. So we're going to click add. I'm going to do a select principal. I'm going to change object type, include computers, click OK. And we're going to take FS01 first, full control. And this is so that we can manage and create shares using Cluster Manager and do that automatically through the cluster. Okay. Click OK again. Okay, we're going to customize permissions one more time. And we're going to add. Select principal. This time we'll do FS02. Oops, 02. Click OK. Oh, need to pick computer objects. And click OK. Full control. Click OK. And click OK. And this will wrap it up. Now I've got a scale out file server with a continuous availability share. The last step would be go to my Hyper-V host or my SQL server or wherever I wanted that share to be used and use the path SOFS2/VM share. And you'll notice if I go whack whack SOFS2 and hit enter, you'll see my VM share. And that's the UNC path I'll start storing VHDX files on. So when I generate a virtual machine, instead of using C:VHDX, I would use WAC SOFS2 and just make sure I've got a fast channel between the cluster and the Hyper-V host. And that's the whole concept of separating compute and storage. So what you've seen how to do here is you've gone through, you've set up your cluster storage, your storage pool, and created a scale-out file server, and now you're ready to rock and roll with Hyper-V and a continuous availability environment.